You're listening to a Get Abstract summary of Everything You Need to Know About the Future of Work, a video by Jeffrey Schwartz and Jacob Morgan. Futurist Jeff Schwartz discusses the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and technological developments on the future of work in an hour-long conversation with fellow futurist Jacob Morgan. Schwartz draws from Deloitte Trends research to reveal the ways leaders are responding to these shifts of 2020 and recommends new mindsets and priorities to help leaders and workers alike make the most of the opportunities of 2021. The first takeaway is the COVID-19 crisis significantly accelerated the future of work. In 2020, the coronavirus pandemic and its impacts to society and the economy hit a fast-forward button on the future of work. Trends that futurists thought would take years to play out instead occurred in weeks. In many cases, changes occurred by a factor of 10. For example, the workforce went from 5% working remotely to 50%, and telemedicine visits shot up tenfold. The events of 2020 also imposed experimentation on organizations, revealing their levels of adaptability and demonstrating the importance of combining people and technology on highly collaborative superteams. During the pandemic crisis, job descriptions and prior agreements, what people and organizations were hired to do, mattered less than their potential, what they could do or wanted to do. As a result of the shifts that took place during 2020 in work, the workplace and the workforce, the future of work, is entering a new chapter. Now, leaders will build on the shifts of 2020, making them central and implement them at scale. New ways of working, employment models, and technologies will become normal, and their impact will become clear. The second takeaway is the shifts that accompanied the pandemic crisis created interesting new opportunities and choices for leaders. The events of 2020 pitched organizations into a new environment where old theories and maps didn't apply anymore. People had to improvise, and this improvisation has driven much of the change. 2020's most transformative effect was to generate an array of new choices that didn't exist before, in areas such as remote work and teaming people with artificial intelligence or robots. Business leaders see the necessity of redefining work. During the COVID-19 crisis, the percentage of executives who said they saw the need to reimagine work rose from 29 to 61%. But leaders aren't focusing on the opportunities as much as they should. Opportunities to change the organization of work, business, and education, and to change the way people live their lives. Leaders need to think about what the shifts that have taken place and the potentials they've revealed could mean for organizations, individuals, communities, and societies. They need to consider how reimagined work could place humans at the center so that people and technology work together instead of people working for technology. The third takeaway is developments in technology challenge leaders to implement practices and a culture to make use of them. Among the choices that leaders face is how to develop and integrate management and organizational practices, as well as culture, to put technology to use. In Deloitte's 2021 Trends Report, executives identified building adaptability in their workforces and rapid decision-making in decentralized organizations as their top two concerns. In reality, workers have a high level of adaptability. They recognize that their jobs will change because of technology, and they only ask for help to make necessary transitions. Institutions may prove to be less adaptable. Inevitably, people will be working side by side in teams with artificial intelligence and robots. Technological developments could lead to a robot apocalypse, or they could unleash humans, granting them time to perform more human work, deep care, deep teaching, deep design, and so forth. Leaders will have to make this choice. The fourth takeaway is leaders should focus on creating value, leading workforce ecosystems, and co-creating with teams. Leaders need to change the way they think. First, they should focus on delivering value and meaning, not merely cost savings. Second, leaders should understand that workforces have become ecosystems of humans and machines. Instead of attracting, developing, and retaining people, Leaders should think in terms of assessing, curating, and engaging both human and machine talent. Third, leaders need to think of themselves as a player coach who co-creates and co-designs along with their team. The fifth takeaway is individuals need to adopt a growth mindset, become great team players, and build foundational capabilities. Individuals' high levels of adaptability mean that they have a responsibility to recognize and embrace change. As a key to success, individuals should adopt a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset, in psychologist Carol Dweck's terminology. Second, people should learn to be great team players, because most accomplishments happen through the work of teams. Third, individuals should embrace what organizational theorist Linda Gratton calls the 100-year life and a varied, unpredictable 50 to 60-year career, which will involve many reinventions. Workers should aim to develop basic, enduring capabilities that will serve them in any role they perform. These enduring capabilities include problem solving, framing questions, flexibility, leading and managing teams, social intelligence, and empathy.